you need to eat. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm not, you know, thanks. So later on that day, David approaches me at the bus, and he's got a sandwich in his hand. And he says, Todd, he said, Nomi went and called some of the heads of the ministry of Benny Hinn. There's a guy named Pastor Larry who's the administrative head of Benny Hinn. He said, tell him if he doesn't eat, he goes home. That's what he said. And I said, all right, I'm ready. I'm going home. There comes a point in time when God tells you to do something, and if you know it's God and you're for sure it is, then it doesn't make sense to bend that. It's called obedience. Okay? And I'm not saying be arrogant, go against people, be unwise in his eyes, but I'm saying that there comes a time when you can't bend stuff. If God says do something, then it's important that you listen. Obedience rather than sacrifice. So David said, Todd, you can't do this. He said, you've been an inspiration for a lot of people, and a lot of people are being set free. He said, we can't lose you. I said, David, God told me to fast. And he's arguing with me. I said, listen, can I say something? Just hear me. Jesus said, who do men say that I am? Now, this is God's word, and this is what God says about this kind of thing. Some say Elijah. Some say this. Some say that. He said, no. Who do you guys say that I am? And Peter speaks up and says, you're the Christ. You're the Son of God. Blessed are you, Simon. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father, a revelation from the Father, Jesus Christ. And upon that